This is the Mind Body Podcast with Coach Arvin, and I welcome those of you that are ready to play full out, face your fears, and challenge your limitations so you can shift into the powerful and confident person you know you're meant to be. This is for the few that are ready to fully commit to this journey and do whatever it takes to play this game of life at their absolute best.
Have you ever felt like you're doing all the work that you need to do with working out, but you don't feel like you're getting the results that you feel you should have? I want to share with you what could potentially be missing from your training regimen. And I'm going to share with you what I just went through over the course of the last 6 weeks and what a handful of my members went through as well, those that were strong enough to stick with the 6 week cycle. We did a squat cycle. And for those of you guys that don't know what that is, it's training the squat over a certain period of time, which was 6 weeks, where we manipulate the weights and reps in order to increase your strength in that movement. And what we did was we were doing one set of 20 reps three times a week, and every day we would add 5 pounds. And we all started at 90 pounds under our 5 rep max, which meant at the end of the squat cycle, we would be doing 20 reps at 5 pounds under our 5 rep max, which is an incredible amount of gain. In the beginning, the first week, it was pretty easy. It was more of like a warm-up week. Everybody easily got through the sets, and some were even looking around like, is that all we're going to be doing? And I just told them, just wait, right? When we get into that third and fourth week, we're really going to start feeling the effects of it. But building the foundation of training the body to be accustomed to the high rep count was essential to the success of the squat cycle. As we started to progress, what I didn't expect and what a lot of people didn't expect was the mental game that was going to come into play. And I realized as I was going through this that this is such an essential part of growth. And if we're really wanting to continue creating extraordinary results for ourselves, we've got to find ways to continue challenging ourselves in a way that makes us uncomfortable. Because what got us the results that we currently have won't necessarily get us the results that we want. And if we keep doing the same things that we did before, well, we become accustomed to them. It's just the norm. The body's adapted. The mind has adapted. So then it's almost just like going through the motions and maintaining, which is okay for a certain period of time. But if we do that too long, well, we get complacent and we start to lose motivation, and that's where we fall off. But the challenge was very interesting. As we proceeded through the squat cycle, it became more mentally challenging than it did physically. And what started to happen for all of us, once we got into week 4, that's when the weight really started to become challenging. And that first thought came into all of our minds of, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And as we got deeper into it, you know, for me, it was a little bit different for everybody. But for me, it was the 5th week, the first set of the 5th week, that was the hardest set for me of the whole 6 weeks. That's when I really felt the weight. That's when I really felt that first big quit in me as I was halfway through the set and just telling myself like, oh my God, this is too heavy. I don't think I can do this. This is really uncomfortable. Like, I just want to get out of here. I just want to drop it and run. Like, get me out of this set. I don't like it here. But I had to keep going, you know? I had to lead by example. I found the strength in other people. I reminded myself while I was in it why I was doing it. And I got through it. And after that, it became it was just weighing on me heavily from the mental perspective. You know, we had that 1 day gap in between the sets, and all I was thinking about was the squat set. You know, whenever my mind would wander, it would wander right to those squats. When I was laying in bed at night, it was just thinking the next day, oh man, I got to do that set of squats. And it was mentally taxing on me. It was just weighing on me. I knew this challenge was coming, and I knew that I was going to get through it, but I also knew it was going to be extremely challenging. And really, we're just talking about 2 to 3 minutes of squatting. That's it. A 2 to 3 minute threshold that I had to get through. So over the grand scheme of things, looking at it, it's like, all right, it's just 2 to 3 minutes. You can do this. But when you're in it, when you're in that moment and it is hard and everything is screaming inside of you to stop, to quit, and you just have that fight in your mind about who do you want to be in this moment. You have to, you know, I had that conversation in my mind as I'm sitting there like just screaming at me, quit, stop. And the other voice, you know what you're going to feel like if you drop that bar. You better hang on to that bar. You've got to push through this. You know you can do this. And every single rep felt so challenging. And then as we started getting a little bit deeper into it, we get into the final week. Man, things are real heavy. I've never squatted this much weight in my life. I'm 40 years old. It's the first time I've ever hit sets like this. I'm feeling the wear and tear of the squats for sure. You know, my body's just a little bit more achy than it normally is because of the heavy volume that we're doing. And now all of these excuses of why I need to stop start coming into my mind. And I'm battling this all the time. You know, like, I didn't sleep well. I don't think I can do it today. You know, my body's really achy. I think I need to listen to my body and take a break. You know, I'm not feeling it today. You know, I'll do it later. And it's just this mental, and I recognized it. I was aware that here are the excuses. And believe me, of our 40 plus members, I think only 6 people finished the squat cycle. So the excuses were heavy for a lot of people. And it's really hard to overcome those excuses. But I showed up anyway, and I did, and I continued working through the sets. And I remember, I think it was like the third to last one. I think it was that Monday of the last week, and I'm in it. I'm like around the 12th rep, and my mind is just panicking. I mean, I just wanted to get out of it so bad, and I was looking at every excuse. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, a light flickers to my right, and my first thought was, I need to drop this because that light's flickering, and it's distracting me. And then somebody was making noise behind me. And it was like, okay, I need to drop this because somebody's making noise and it's distracting me. And they were just ridiculous excuses, right? But the excuses were really strong and valid in my mind at that moment. I didn't drop the bar. I held on to it. But it was crazy to me, the mind games that was happening inside of my head as I continued to push through this rep after rep after rep. And then I got through it. And then I had 2 more sets to go. And as soon as I finish that first one, you know, as soon as you finish a set, you're excited for a little bit. And then your mind goes right to, oh man, I got to do this 2 more times. I got to do this 2 more times. And then I had to set up for the second to last set. And I go into the gym, and I did it when nobody was around because I had to shift my training days because of a competition that I did. So I was doing it the day after my members were. So I was doing it on a Thursday. It's the second to last day. It's cold here in Las Vegas, and we work in a warehouse. So there's no heat in there. So it's like, I don't know, 48 degrees, 50 degrees in the box. And I'm trying to warm up, and it's challenging to warm up. And I'm getting ready, and it's pouring rain outside. And I'm about to squat, and then all of a sudden, something busts through the roof, and this whole pool of water just smashes down through the roof onto the ground. And I'm looking around like, oh my gosh. Like it took my mind completely out of the set. Because at first I'm thinking, well, thankfully I'm the only one here, and I didn't have a class going on, and that water dropped on a bunch of people because that would have been dangerous. And I just started thinking about all of the potential problems I could have had or whatever. My mind was not going down a good place. But I still had to get these squats. So I set up and just started squatting away, right? I mean, I got like 6 reps in, and it was, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can do this. This is heavy. And it got really, really uncomfortable. And it took me almost 4 minutes to get through those 20 squats, which is a really long time for 20. But I kept plugging away, and I got through it. And after I racked that bar, I'm just thinking, I really don't think I can do this again. You know, I feel like that was my threshold. I don't think I can physically handle more weight than that. And I went home, slept, still thinking about it. Because deep in my mind, I know I'm doing it. You know, like I know I'm going to do it. And then I'm supposed to rest the next day. It's Friday. I show up. I run my morning crew through the squat cycle, and it was actually the majority of the people that did the squat cycle was my morning crew. So they're all sitting there on the on their boxes, right? We said like a stack of boxes there, and everybody was squatting one by one because we just needed each other's energy. So we let one person squat, and we would all just kind of sit there and cheer them on and motivate them through the set, because you really need it when you're that deep into something like that. Because we were all feeling the mental anguish of it. We were all really nervous about it, and we just needed each other to get through it, you know, finding strength in each other. And one by one, they would finish, and then they would go sit off to my left, and then finish, and then go sit to my left, and then finish, and then go sit to my left. And then we got down to the last person getting ready to go, and I look over to my left, and I see the group of them just sitting there with this, all of them with the same look on their face, like, thank God it's over, and I did it, you know, like, just that look of accomplishment. I could feel it just oozing off of them. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, oh, my God, I want to feel that so bad. You know, but at the time, I told myself I was going to wait until the next day to do the squats. And then the final athlete got through her squats. And, oh, man, it was a dogfight. I mean, it was a dogfight for her to get through that set. And I'm just watching her like, oh, man, inspired, you know, because it just – I love being around people that will push through their threshold, you know, that will – challenge themselves, like really challenge themselves and just push through that point where most people will quit. It's one of the most inspiring things to be around. And they all finished and they left, and I had the afternoon open, and I was just kind of toying with the idea of, do I want to just get it done with? Do I just want to do it now? You know, up until this point, I'd always taken at least one rest day in between my sets to let my body recover. And I was feeling it from that set before because it was so taxing. It was just so heavy on me mentally and physically. But I kept telling myself, man, I really don't want to sit with this thought for another day. I mean, it's like if you've ever grown up or even as an adult, if you knew that you were about to get into a confrontation, right? Like you knew there was an argument or a fight or something that you were about to get into, and you knew it was coming and it was inevitable. If you've ever been in that situation, that is what this felt like. Just the anxiety of it. Like, I know this confrontation is coming. It's unavoidable. It has to happen. And, you know, I just got to show up and I just got to get through this thing. And that's what it felt like. And it was just like, oh, man, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I just got to do it. I just got to do it. And I walk out there and it's still like this battle in my mind, this back and forth of like, all right, I'll just do like the first five. If I'm not feeling it, I'll rack it. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I can't give myself an out. So then I hopped on Instagram and I posted on my story. Okay, I'm doing it. And once, and like, it took me a second to press send. I'm like, oh my God, if I press send, this makes it real. I have to do it. I don't know if I'm ready. I'm doing it. I got to get through this thing. So I press send. And then a really cool thing happened. You know, I was in the box by myself. It was just a really cool moment for me personally, just because of all the mental anguish that I put through, because of the history that I've had with squat cycles. You know, when I was a teenager, I got into a pretty bad car accident and messed my back up pretty good, and then went right into wrestling season and never let my back heal, and it really jacked it up during wrestling season, and I just don't think I ever really recovered from that. So normally whenever I start a squat cycle, I'm unable to finish it because my back just starts to give out on me. And trust me, it was bothering me big time. But I just made my mind up. And I'm not saying this was a good choice, but it was just something that I had to get through, you know? It's one of those things like, you know what, I know I'm not hurting myself. It's just really uncomfortable. But I gotta finish this. I gotta finish this thing that I started. Because I can tell it's just making me a better man. It's making me a stronger man. And I just need that certainty in myself that I know I can do this. And man, when you have that light at the end of the tunnel, you know, like all that work that went in to get to that final set, it was invigorating for me to kind of look back at what I'd gone through to get to this moment. And luckily, as I set up to it, I got myself into a really good mindset, a real strong and powerful mindset, put on some good music. I stepped up and I started working through the squats, and I got through like 3 or 4 reps, and I thought to myself, hell yeah, this feels lighter than it did yesterday. I got this. And yeah, it took me a couple more minutes. And those last 5, oh my gosh, my legs were so shaky. I felt like my whole body was just going to collapse underneath me. But it was the finish line, right? I only had 5 more reps to go. I know I can do this. I was coaching myself through it. Come on, Arvin. Come on, you got this. 3 more reps. You can do this. 2 more reps. Come on, man. We've made it this far. You got 1 more rep. Let's go. I coach myself. That's how I talk to myself when I'm training through those moments. Positive, strong thoughts. Go. You can do this. Come on, man. Come on. You can do this. Come on. And then I drop down and I drive as hard as I can out of the hole of that last squat. And man, it was so heavy and I got stuck there for a second. I panicked. I'm like, oh my God, please don't let me fail this last rep of the last set. And I kept pushing and I kept pushing and I kept pushing. And oh, I drove out of it and I was able to stand up and extend it. I threw that bar off my back. Woo! I celebrated. I was so excited. I just felt exhilarated. I just felt this sense of accomplishment that I did it, you know. It was such a big deal to me on just a personal level. It was such a big deal to me to be able to finish a squat cycle, because I haven't even attempted one in over 2 years because of just the history I've had with it. And just being able to get through all of this, get my strength back, just feel strong again in that area of my training, in that area of my body, right before the Open's about to start. 40 years old, first time in the 40-year-old Masters division, you know, committed towards standing on top of a podium this year on a CrossFit competition, and just knowing that my body's showing up for me, and just I'm showing up mentally and physically and emotionally, and I'm ready. And it just feels just amazing to be at this stage of my career here with CrossFit and still feel like I have it, you know, to still feel like I can go out there and do some damage. And I'm eager to stand on top of that podium. But those are the little moments, right? You know, I'm sure people are looking at my Instagram and they're seeing me posting, because I kept posting about the squat cycle. I'm sure they're looking at it like, what's the big deal, man? You're just squatting. But that's the difference between the way that I train and the way that most people train. That's the difference between the people around me and my facility train and how most other people train. Most other people just exercise and they work out. And that will get you, you know, mediocre results. But I train with intention. You know, my intention going into this was to finish it, to prove to myself I could do it, to get stronger. What was unexpected was the mental threshold I had to push through. I didn't realize it was going to be so mentally challenging. It was one of the most mentally challenging things I've done in my training ever. And I've gone through some shit, man. I'm pretty sure, though, the most mentally challenging things I've ever done was those 30-minute EMOMs from CrossFit Invictus. It was a training thing they did for 3 months a few years back. Oh, my gosh. It was the most mental anguish I've ever gone through. It was the only time in 9 years where I ever felt like I wanted to quit doing CrossFit. Where the thought came, if this is the way that we have to train now, I don't think I want to do this anymore. That's how I felt after the first one. But like anything, you keep doing it, you get better at it, and then it almost got to the point where you start to look forward to it. Because the squats are kind of the same, you know? Like, you dread them and you're like, you're stressing or there's anxiety about it, but there's also a little bit of excitement. Like, yeah, let's do this. Let's charge towards the flame, right? Let's see what we're made of today. So I invite you to ask yourself the question. When you look at the way that you work out, do you ever feel that way? Are you ever challenged to that extent? Maybe that's what's missing from your training. Or maybe you're not training. Maybe you're just exercising. Maybe you're just working out. That's okay. But it just depends on what you're after. You know, what are the results that you're going for? So many people want to look so good, right? They just want this beautiful body. You don't get that body from walking on a treadmill, man. You don't get that body from, you know, going to the gym 2 to 3 times a week. You don't get that body from, you know, working with mid-range intensity. You don't get that body if you're showing up to the gym without intention. You know? People that have those bodies, they get uncomfortable. They continue to find ways to challenge themselves. They continue to find ways to push themselves. And we all feel the same thing, right? I felt the fear. I felt the panic. I felt the quit. I was screaming at myself, just drop it. Oh my God, I don't want to do this. 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 That voice was just ringing in my head so many times. And I had to just amplify the other voice. You got this, man. Come on, you could do this. One more rep. Just get to 8. Just get to 10. Just get to 12. Just get to 15. All right, you got 5 more left. Get to 17. You got 3. You got 2. You got 1. You're done. That's it. That's the voice, right? That's the voice. We have both voices in our heads, don't we? The voice of the person that is challenging us and pushing us to be the person that we want to be, and that other voice that's just sitting there like, no, quit. Just stop. You don't need to do this. We're fine where we're at. It was a good run, but it's time to stop. This isn't you. Let's just go back to where we're comfortable. Isn't it crazy? Do you see the correlation? How our training, how the way that we train, how the way that I train, trains me to show up for life? Because that's the same voices that we have in our head when we're trying to push ourselves towards anything. When we're trying to change anything of our life, in our life, right? We have that voice of wanting to quit and stay comfortable. And we have that voice of, no, we've got to do this. We promised ourselves we would do this. We want what's on the other side of that. We want to be the person that does these things. That's what I love about the way that we train. And that's what people just don't get. They don't understand it. They run away from it. Oh, you guys do CrossFit. You guys are crazy, right? You guys do those crazy intense workouts. No, man, we're challenging our mental toughness along with our physical toughness. We're making ourselves strong mentally, physically, and emotionally in here in the gym so that we show up that way outside in life. That's why we're doing it. We don't want the easy way. We don't want to walk the road that everybody else is walking on. It's too crowded. I'll take the path that nobody's on. I've been on that path for a long time. And it's lonely sometimes, but man, it is rewarding. Because I love doing things that I know most people won't do. They're just too weak. They just back down to fear too much. They just got too much quit in them, too much excuses. They just don't want it bad enough. And I like that. That drives me. Because I don't want to be like that. And I know if I don't do these things, that's where I'm going to end up. And that is not going to be my life. So seek out those opportunities, right? Look at what that challenge is. And if that first, you know, one of those first reactions is fear, like, ooh, man, I don't know, dude. That sounds like that's going to be really hard. I don't know if I want to do that. Then an immediate thought after that has got to be, maybe we should do it. You know, figure out really, you know, why you want to do it and what you'll benefit from doing it. And if that all aligns with, you know, what it is you want and who it is you want to be, well, then you gotta do it, right? You gotta take on that challenge. Seek out those opportunities. Find the ones that really ignite that fear inside of you. Get excited about that fear. Run towards that fear. Dominate that fear.